Most of us use our Twitter accounts commenting on the day's events without much thought. But for those in countries with repressive regimes, it can be a dangerous endeavor. This is Don Rush. In March of 2018, Abdul Rahman al-Sadan, the son of an American, was taken from his Red Crescent office in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now, 38, he has been sentenced to 20 years in prison after often criticizing the regime for its repression of women, political dissent, and other religions. Rajiz al-Sadan is his sister, who has been calling on the Biden administration to act.
My brother was placed under enforced disappearance for more than 3 years, during which he was subjected to torture, and he was barred from any family communication except a call. After 2 years of disappearance, he was allowed one call, then another year of disappearance, and another he was allowed another call. What happened is that his information were leaked by the Twitter spies that the Saudi government had planted in the Twitter office. He, among 6,000 users, information were leaked by those spies and were targeted by the Saudi government for basically just for freedom, for expressing their opinions or criticizing the Saudi government's repression, or basically just, you know, criticizing human rights abuses in general. And after being held for 3 years without any charges, recently, just 3 months ago, he was brought to court in a secret hearing and got sentenced to 20 years imprisonment, followed by 20 years of travel ban based on charges that he was running a Power Day Twitter account, peacefully criticizing the repression of the Saudi government. Until now, he is again barred from any communication with us. So he is placed again under enforced disappearance. So he's not allowed any contact with any family contact, no calls, no visits at all.
What kind of impact has this had on your own family?
It has a huge impact. This is an ongoing psychological and mental torture on me and my family. It's been very difficult, especially on our mother, who is also an American citizen, not being able to contact her son, not being able to check on her son. My brother used to call my mom and check on her on a daily basis. He's very compassionate, kind, very caring young man. And it was very difficult, especially for my parents, not to be able to contact my brother to check on him, especially after we're hearing about the torture from other detainees' families. That really freaked us out and really, you know, put us under a lot of stress and, you know, continuous pressure and fear of what is happening to my brother, and also the constant threat I personally was receiving and still receiving as a result of my activism. Became a human rights activist as a result of that, and continuously I received harassment and intimidation messages from the Saudi government trolls to silence me and to stop me from being an activist and speaking out against human rights abuses by the Saudi regime.
How much responsibility does Twitter have for this? Did they just simply miss something here when it came to these two individuals, or is there something more they should have been able to do?
Definitely there should have been more to be done here, to be honest. And I work actually in the tech industry here in the Bay Area. But unfortunately, in dictatorship countries like Saudi Arabia, these tools are being abused by dictators. It is putting people's lives in danger as a result of that, for dictators to use these tools to hack people, to track people, to silence them, imprison them, and in some cases even murder them. So I think social media companies, and especially Twitter, since it's heavily used in Saudi Arabia and other Gulf regions, needs to do a lot more research and find better ways to protect people's information and protect human rights activists. And basically, you know, to ensure that these tools are not being abused by dictators, and before going into any business deals or allowing broad use of their technology platforms and these by dictators, they really need to look into human rights records of these countries and hold them accountable and condemn any human rights abuses before going into any such deals or allowing even for their platform to be used by these dictators. So definitely there's a huge responsibility on companies like Twitter to protect people's, you know, safety, not only here in the United States, but also internationally. And unfortunately, we are American citizens, so it is actually affecting us big time, the imprisonment of my brother for over 3 years. It is really too much, and it's really putting even our lives as Americans in danger.
So what has been the response of the Biden administration?
So the State Department have been very helpful, and they condemned this publicly. Speaker of the House also condemned the sentencing of my brother and the imprisonment, the disappearance of my brother publicly more than once. However, not holding the conference accountable for past human rights abuses, such as the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, is encouraged him to commit more human rights abuses. So President Biden and the Biden administration need to take a stronger stand to condemn these human rights abuses and to hold the conference accountable for the past human rights abuses.
Finally, are you hopeful at all that you will be able to get your brother out? Or what's your sense about where this is all going?
I'm definitely counting, especially on my U.S. government, holding the Saudi government responsible for human rights abuses is a crucial step to help not only my brother, but many other human rights activists, many other innocent people who are imprisoned and disappeared for years. So the only hope we have is to keep speaking out, to keep condemning the human rights abuses, to work towards real actions to stop these abuses. So I am on the long run hopeful, and especially hopeful that my U.S. government are going to take more and a stronger action towards improving human rights and holding human rights abusers accountable.
Arij al-Sadan, the sister of Abdul Rahman al-Sadan, who has been sentenced to 20 years in a Saudi prison. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.